Welcome back to Carl and Gus's Children's Ministry Podcast. No other podcast is as entertaining and practical as what you are about to enjoy. So shove everything off your desk into a giant tote, hide it under your desk, and enjoy this latest podcast from the creator of Kidology.org and his always surprising sidekick, Gus. This podcast is brought to you by Minister to Kids C3 Countdown Collection.
G minus 10, 9, 8, 7. Gus, what are you doing? Don't interrupt me. 6, 5. What are you counting down for? Because of our sponsor. You made me lose my spot. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Is something supposed to happen?
Whoa! Wow, that was amazing. Yes, our sponsor for this podcast is Minister to Kids John Smith's C3 Countdowns Collection. What is a countdown collection? It is a collection of over 200 video countdowns. Whoa! Kids Church will never get started! No, 200 to choose from this 8 GB 2 DVD collection. Whoa! And what does it cost? Only $30. 30 bucks! That's like, 15 cents a countdown. Exactly what I was going to say. And we're very thankful for the sponsorship for this podcast and hope that many of you will add the C3 countdowns to your Kids Church resource collection. Speaking of countdowns, yes, I'll bet you there's lots of children's ministry leaders out there counting down today. What are they counting down to? Oh, they're counting down to all the stuff that they've got to get done today and this week and by Sunday. Yeah, that's right. That's why the theme of this podcast is Too Blessed to Be Stressed, because we want to encourage children's workers today. I don't know. If I was a children's pastor, I'd be wigging out today. Gus, you're not helping. Hey, what's that say on your hat? My hat says Too Blessed to Be Stressed. Hey, that sounds like a rap. Too blessed to be stressed. I'm too blessed. Too blessed to be stressed. Just call me JC Hammer.
All right, Gus. Today we want to talk about some easy ways to alleviate the stress that we often feel in ministry.
All right, shoot.
Number one, you've got to get it into your head that this is not your ministry.
Wait a minute. Then whose ministry is it?
It's God's ministry.
Well, of course, everybody's going to say it's God's ministry.
Yes, I know we all would say that, but we've got to really get it through our heads that it is not our ministry. We need to release it. It is God's ministry, and actually, He is quite capable of running it without us.
Really?
Yes, in fact, when you stress over your ministry, you have taken the ministry away from God and have made it your responsibility to solve its problems.
But there's that little job description thing and that little, senior pastor that's expecting you to get things done.
Yes, I know we have responsibility. But when we allow the problems of ministry,
volunteer openings.
Yes, remain unsolved or open, and we start to feel like we've failed, then we have taken the ministry upon ourselves.
I'm not sure I follow you.
Well, let me say it again. It's not your ministry. Now, I know if you would disagree with that statement, but it's how you act on and implement this fact that can have a profound impact on your ministry. Please hear me. You are just a steward of God's ministry. He has entrusted it to you. And there's work to do and there's responsibility to do, but at the end of the day, the ministry belongs to God. And when you get stressed out and worked up and all bent out of shape because the ministry isn't everything that you think it should be or that you would like it to be, in a sense, you're accusing God of failing.
Yeah, that's true, because if you think your ministry is a mess and it's God's ministry, it's kind of like saying that God doesn't really know what He's doing.
That's right. God does know what He's doing
because He's put you in charge.
Well, He's entrusted it to you to manage it and to run it. You know, not everything that we think we have to get done is something that God thinks we have to get done.
I don't know. Isn't there a verse in the Bible that says you have to have a vacation Bible school?
No, actually, you bring up a good point. A lot of things that we think we have, sometimes God is not asking us to have. If we cannot get leadership for VBS, for example, then maybe God's saying He doesn't want us to have a VBS this summer. Maybe He's saying there's something else He would like us to do.
You know, really, all He's called us to do is make disciples and to reach the lost.
That's right. And we come up with programs and ways to do those things, but often we are trying to do more than even God is asking us to do.
Okay, so we need to give the ministry back to God. We need to kind of acknowledge it's His ministry, and whatever He wants to happen is going to happen.
That's right. Now, secondly, you've got to allow others to hear you talk about the ministry as though it belongs to God. What do you mean? Well, when you begin to talk about the ministry as God's ministry and not allow yourself to be the band-aid for everything that goes wrong, people will start to get the message and begin to respond.
Ah, you know what? I'll bet you people are willing to let you do whatever you're willing to do.
That's right. Oh, I could tell you many stories of times that I took things upon myself because I wanted to save the program or save the ministry or save the day, and everyone just let me do it until I was completely overburdened and stressed out. You know what? People will let you do whatever you assume and take on because they will wrongly think that you can do it better than them.
Well, what if you can do it better than them?
Because I'll tell you what, it is better to have 10 people doing their best than you trying to do those 10 things yourself, because you really are not going to be able to do it.
So why do people, hesitate to volunteer?
You know what, sometimes it's out of fear, sometimes it's out of nervousness, or sometimes it's just humility. If there is a need, people often won't step up until they are convinced that they are God's answer to that need. And if you jump in there and save the day, they will just sit back and go, well, you know what? It's probably better that leader do it instead of me. But when you're willing to draw a hard line in the sand and not run a program or not do something because you don't have the leadership, more often than not, people will come out of the woodwork to help save that program or to help take advantage of that opportunity.
Okay. So if you've kind of, gotten to that place where you're all wigged out and stressed out, what should you do?
Well, number one, I think in prayer, you need to confess that to God, and you need to verbally give it back to God. You need to say, God, forgive me for taking this upon myself. This is your ministry. I acknowledge that you are able, quite able and capable of solving these problems and leading this ministry. Help me know what you're asking me to do.
Oh, wow, that's good.
And then secondly, thank God for placing you as the steward of his ministry. When you think of yourself as a steward as opposed to owning it all, it changes your perspective. You're much more open-handed, and you're much more willing to let some things go undone that you're not able to accomplish. And then thirdly, make a list of the problems and the perceived needs and pray about them. If you don't pray about a ministry problem or issue or need, what you're really saying is
that you don't need God.
That's exactly.
Yeah, because if you need him, you'll actually talk to him.
And if you're not consulting God and you're not bringing these things before him, then you're kind of saying by your actions, don't worry, God, I got this one. And then after you've made that list and prayed about it, ask God what he is asking you to do.
He's probably not asking you to do everything that you think you're supposed to do.
You know what? As I've learned the hard way in life and in ministry, God is often asking me to do far less than others are, or even that I'm asking myself.
Now, what about the things that get left undone because you don't really feel God's asking you to do them, or you just can't do them all?
You know, sometimes you have to actually decide that, you know what, I'm going to do these most important things that God's called me to do, and I'm going to let some other things get left undone.
Undone?
You know what, you'll never be able to completely do everything that is conceivably possible in ministry. You can't answer every email, every voicemail, every snail mail. It's just not possible. But you can finish each day knowing I did today what God called and asked me to do, and I did my best, and what doesn't get done, God must not have wanted done.
That's got to take a lot of courage.
It does take a lot of courage. But you know what? If you let go of your ministry and you give it back to God and you say, God, I'm going to do only what you ask me to do, you will feel the stress alleviate because you're letting go of the ownership of that stress.
Well, what happens if there's a lot of things you really do have to do?
Well, some people have dug themselves into a hole, and it can take some time to finish up the things that you've committed to, but you've got to stop the flow by saying no to everything until you kind of get caught up and get a handle on things. And it may be some renegotiating with a boss if you're expected to do too much. It may be being honest and humble to your team to say, you know what, guys and gals, I cannot do all this, and I have got to let some things go and allow others to tell you what you need to let go. There may be some things that you give a lot of time to that others will have the objectivity to tell you, you know, that may be something that you need to not do or let someone else do or just take a break from it. You don't have to be doing everything at the best quality all by yourself constantly.
Oh, and so you think that maybe we need to focus on our blessings and then we could be too blessed to be stressed.
That's right, Gus. I
feel a rap coming on. Are you gonna rap? I am gonna rap. You want to hear my rap? It's called "Too Blessed to Be Stressed" by the JC Hammer.
Okay, let's hear it.
Too blessed to be stressed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. You heard me? I'm too blessed to be stressed. Stressed out, head's gonna explode, got more to do, the time to show, short volunteers, forms to fill, the budget's cut, recruits are nil, senior pastor, online one, don't wanna answer till the memo's done, lines 2 and 3 are also blinking, more work for me is what I'm thinking, posters to make, flyers to print, voicemail backlog, take a hint, emails, no M in sight, the bulletin board's outdated, it's a fright, but I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. You heard me? I'm too blessed to be stressed. Oh, Russ, I got holes, so do the walls. New theme this month, must deck the halls. 10 references written, and no one said thanks. Oops, gotta fill that helium tank. Teacher calls, set a room, not heating. Now I'm late for dead staff meeting. Gotta sit there, more work collecting. Listen to rambling about song selection. Pastor turns to me, I know that motion. It was my turn for staff devotion. Keep calm, stay in the flow. Share a humdinger from years ago. Cause I'm too blessed to be stressed. Too blessed to be stressed. I'm too blessed to stress, too blessed to be stressed, too blessed to be stressed. Curriculum used up, must reorder, losing my mind, I'm on the border, new service, now on Saturday night, better have childcare, oh that's right, new workers, needed ASAP, but screened and clean, they must be this one, once was an arson, the other guy, a grand theft larceny, a take home paper I am making, janitor comes in, belly aching, then parent calls, she is mad, someone told her son is bad. Got papers piling in front of me. Electronic ones clogging my PC. Voicemail message said it is full. How long can I keep my cool? Edit that video. Upload a file. Stale mail comes in. Toss it in a pile. Stats to report. Again, I'm guessing. Kids church gotta plan that lesson. Too blessed to be stressed. I decided long ago, the kids I love, when I got my call from above, children's ministry is where it is at, but now administration is threatening that, with so much to do, and so much on me, it's time to log on to Kidology, too blessed to be stressed, log on to Kidology, too blessed to be stressed.
And that concludes the 12th podcast from Carl and Gus. Be sure to subscribe via iTunes so you don't miss a single episode of this always wacky, but always helpful children's ministry podcast. If you are feeling overwhelmed by the administration of ministry, be sure to check out Carl's online leadership training lab, Define, Refine, and Shine, which will help you get a handle on all the demands that life and ministry can heap on you.